Hello, everyone, and welcome to Intuition Talks with your hosts, Tina Moody and Kristen O'Meara, a podcast for the consciously curious. Sit back and relax as we have down-to-earth discussions about our journeys of self-transformation, along with sharing channeled messages with you from Spirit. We hope that what we have learned and insights from our special guests inspire you to trust your intuition as you navigate the ups and downs and twists and turns on your life path. Thank you for listening today, and we hope you enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Intuition Talks. I am Kristen O'Meara. Today, I am going to be sharing a recording of a channeling that I did a couple of days ago for you all. So I've mentioned this before, and I just want to share it again in case you haven't heard, that my process is going into meditation and allowing myself to fall deeper into a trance state. I ask my spirit guides who wants to come forward and share a message. And my spirit guide, who I mentioned in the past, I see him in my mind's eye as a very wise man, and he had a lovely message about caregiving. It's something that I needed to remind myself of because I've received this message before in from different spirit guides in different ways, but the essence of the message is the same, which is to open my eyes and my heart to holding a different perception of caregiving, to fill me up and to help me raise my awareness and raise my vibration when I'm in the thick of caregiving. I have two lovely human beings in my home that need a lot of care, and as a single mom, it can be stressful. I have been working a lot on creating balance. I have learned a lot about myself in that way. And I have grown a lot of insight and self-awareness and gathered and honed a lot of tools and techniques. But still, even after, 15 years or so, it doesn't really matter how much you know and how skilled you can be in caregiving, especially for those of you who are long-term, lifelong caregivers. You learn a lot, you get a lot of skills, but it doesn't take much to feel some self-pity and some anger, and that's the practice. Right? That's the practice of self-awareness or continuing to wake up to the truth. We need those experiences to wake us up to knowing something more important or truthful that we aren't aware of. And this channeling really helped me in a lot of ways to understand that caregiving isn't giving, giving, giving. There is such a honor. There's so much honor, and it is such a privilege to be in a position to take care of people. I don't want to say too much because I want you to hear the channeling, but it doesn't bypass emotions. It doesn't bypass the sadness that we may feel or the feeling that we might have our wings clipped, so to speak, and we can't do certain things that we want to do or whatnot. We need to feel those feelings. We need to unbottle those strong emotions. We need to cry. We need to, if we feel really angry, scream in our car or in our pillow. We need to set boundaries. So there are a lot of things that we need to do to take care of ourselves, but it's a wonderful exercise to sit and contemplate and think about what does caregiving mean to me? If you're taking care of a child, a neurotypical child, or in my case, a child on the autism spectrum, or a child who is not able to speak or to walk or to see, or perhaps you have an elderly parent in the home like I do, it's really valuable, and I found a lot of value in it, to sit and contemplate, what is this caregiving thing all about? And what does it really mean to me on a mental, emotional, and spiritual level? So I hope you enjoy the channeling. Again, it's a recording, and I love that I can share it with you. And I asked my spirit guides, I was like, you know, should I read the transcription, or should I just share the recording? And I got a resounding yes, please share the recording. So this is me getting out of my comfort zone of sharing recordings that I don't necessarily intend to share, but in a way I'm excited and it's freeing. And it's like, okay, well, I'll share it and we'll see how it goes. So enjoy. I hope you have a beautiful week. And take care of yourself if you're in the thick of caregiving the people you love, or if you have a friend or a family member who needs support. I hope this channeling gives you a different perspective and inspiration. Much love. The act of taking care of another is the highest form of spiritual activity on your planet. It is the highest expression of love, and it will provide you with the spiritual awareness that you seek. Unfortunately, there's a split in the collective consciousness of caring for self and caring for other, and there is great confusion that pulls you towards yourself and away from others. In the act of caring, again, there is no greater expression of kindness and love to form a web of collective well-being that will hold and support you in your life as brothers and sisters. To share this life as one. The act of caring is giving. And the confusion in this regard is that you perceive giving as taking something from yourself to give to another. But that couldn't be further from the truth. You see, giving to another is giving to yourself. And that is why it is the path, the road to self-awareness, to spiritual awareness, and to healing. There is a lot of talk about loving yourself first to love another. There is some truth in that, but it is garbled and not clear to the receiver. There must be a shared love, a shared perception, a shared kindness, a shared regard for others. Not love me first before I can love another. It must be a perception of high regard for all mankind, no matter who they are, no matter who is expressing themselves in human form, and how and why. How people express themselves and how people live is really none of your concern. Although that might be something difficult to hear. What must be understood is that to have a life in balance in a personal, in the personal and in the collective, one must see all life and hold all life in the highest regard so that no matter how life expresses itself, it will be cared for and loved. When this is understood, even in the smallest of ways, like a seed being planted to grow, then your perceptions about the what, the why, the where, the who, and how life is expressing itself will change. It will fall away, and then you will be able to see that all life is a reflection of a great mystery that is unfolding. A great mystery that was born out of love, just as you were born out of love. When the judgments and the misunderstandings fall away, you will see this more and more. You will understand that life, all life, has a purpose and must be nurtured and cared for. It must be regarded with love and respect and honored. Just as we love and respect and honor you, no matter how you are expressing yourself at any given time in your lives, the love that we feel for you is unwavering, and we don't change our perceptions of you. We watch you and we nurture you. And we hold you with the highest regard. We ask that you do the same for all the life that's being expressed around you. We ask that you change your perception of caregiving. Change your perception of helping others. Change your perception of loving others. This will help you and guide you to understand more about yourself and your life. And ultimately, it will give you a great sense of purpose and understanding of who you are and who you are becoming. We love you.